Welcome to the Power Press Podcast. My name is Mackenzie Bennett, and I'm your host. On this podcast, we share information to empower your podcast. Today, I have a guest that I've been talking about getting on the show for quite a while now. This is Chris Curran. Is that how you pronounce your last name?
You did Curran.
Curran. Okay, yeah. Chris Curran. All right. Well, thank you for being on.
Yeah, happy to be here. Yeah, we've known each other for a few years now from the trade shows and everything.
Yep, definitely. Actually, what brought this on was seeing you at PodFest about a month or so ago. So happy that I actually got you on here faster than I expected.
Cool.
And you responded very quickly, which I appreciate.
I kind of have some time now. And then in a few weeks, well, we're going to NAB, which we're going to talk about that. So I thought, you know what, if we're going to do it, let's do it.
Actually, that is the topic for today, just in general, really, is talking about NAB. It's the event happening in Las Vegas very soon in a couple weeks. And I'm going for Blueberry, you're going, and just wanted to, you know, discuss all that all around. So,
yeah, they're going to have the podcast pavilion area, which is like it in the compared to the rest of NAB, it's like this tiny little spot on the map.
It really is tiny. It is in the South Upper Hall, which is what it is.
Yeah, is that like a large closet or something? I don't know.
I don't really remember. Like, I don't have a specific memory of what this area looks like, but I hope that we get some traffic up there. I really do. I think we'll get enough, but I don't know. We'll find out.
Well, we'll have fun. So I'm hoping that the podcast pavilion sort of gets like this little underground buzz going in the show, and people are like, oh, you got to go check out the podcast pavilion. So
I agree. I wholeheartedly agree. So it'll be myself and Todd Cochran and Mike Dell, and Angelo Mandato is kind of on the fence right now. I believe he is not coming anymore.
Really?
Yes. Yes.
But oh, man.
I know.
The brains behind the operation.
I know. That's part of the reason why we're like, should we?
That's funny.
You know, it's great to have people come to events, but can't have everyone come. So
yeah.
So it'll be the three of us. We're very looking forward to speaking to a lot of radio executives, radio managers, and content creators and whatnot, because this is, you know, they're already there, and this is the perfect segue into keeping up with what they actually have going on to, you know, getting into podcasting. This is great.
Yeah. I mean, these big broadcasting companies, if they're not already into podcasting, they're going to need a company like Blueberry at some point if they get into it. Mm-hmm. And so my two companies, which I'm representing there, and we're going to have a double booth there, we're going to talk about it. But
yeah,
well, first of all, Podcast Engineering School, which is where I teach people how to produce podcasts professionally. Mm-hmm. We're going to have Podcast Engineering School, but also Fractal Recording, which is my production company, which does all the production. So, you know, some of these big companies that want to get into podcasting, they might not be ready to hire, you know, an engineer or something to be on staff. So they might want to hire a company like ours. And yeah, it seems like a good place to be. We'll see how it works out.
It's a learning curve for some people that are there. Cause I mean, everyone that is attending NAB, the National Association of Broadcasters Conference, is involved in digital media somehow. It's just depending on, you know, what they focus on. So for a lot of people, this is a big curve. And our support comes in handy. What you are doing is very helpful. It all works out.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Yep. We are, okay, what is the Blueberry booth number? We are South Upper Hall 6113 in the Podcasting Pavilion. You can find us there. If you would like to schedule a time to meet with any of us, or, you know, specifically Todd, anything like that, email us, contact us somehow. We will happily do that, or just stop by. We're going to be there for the entire event. So we would love to see anyone who, a friendly face or someone we haven't met before or anything like that. So reach out to people.
Yeah. And talking to you and Todd and talking to Blueberry is a good place to start, actually, because that's sort of like the back end of podcasting. Right. Mm-hmm. So once you understand where the files get uploaded to and how they live and just in general, how they're distributed, then that makes a lot more sense. And then you can go figure out, you know, what microphone you're going to use and who's going to actually produce your show and all that stuff.
Exactly. It's they need something like you, and they need something like us a lot of the time.
Yep.
So, you know, when people are just getting started, that's why we added support, because we know it is confusing, and we know there's a lot of companies out there that this is not their forte, but they know that they should be doing this. So
yep.
We try to help them out as much as possible to make sure that they can get this off the ground and keep it going, and that they're going to be able to handle it themselves. Because once someone gets a grasp of it, anyone can handle it. It's just getting the right person to feel like they can handle it sometimes.
Yeah. And usually that's clarity in people's minds. I mean, literally when people hear about podcasting or they get interested in podcasting, they don't know anything. And it's like, it's just this dark void of nothingness. And so by learning knowledge, by talking to Blueberry about how hosting works, and especially statistics, hello, that's what everyone's worried about.
Absolutely.
And once people understand just in general how it works, then there's more clarity in their minds, and then they're more willing to start a podcast and jump on board.
Yeah, that's something that we're going to try to hone in on a little bit is, you know, these radio stations and potential advertising companies that are seeing the capabilities involved in podcasting as well. We know that we are IAB certified for our podcast statistics.
And yes.
We've been involved in this for how long?
Ever.
Blueberry has been doing statistics since 2006, I believe.
Todd's been podcasting since 1934. Come on.
I mean, he has enough episodes for it to be that long. He has a lot of episodes. He has a lot of shows that he has done. I don't know how he's done it.
Well, because he lives in Hawaii, that's why he can handle the stress.
I guess.
Except when he's driving on the highways in Hawaii. You see his Facebook posts about traffic and stuff. About every 6 months, he loses it on Facebook. It's so funny.
You know, I am actually I'm on the phone with him when he is driving to work. That is like his free time to talk to me and get like updates, and we figure out what we're doing and everything. And I sometimes get the tail end of what he is yelling at other drivers.
Right, I can picture him so going nuts.
I would be the same way. I would be, I would be in a lot of frustrating situations like that. So
come on, Todd, listen to a podcast. Come on.
Personally, I kind of I enjoy it because
traffic.
I don't enjoy the traffic. I do enjoy hearing Todd get angry about it sometimes, though.
Oh, so, interesting.
It's okay.
Yeah, it's the minor thing. Obviously, we're making a big deal out of something very small, and he doesn't really get that upset, but it's funny.
No. We are going to be in the South Upper Hall in the Podcasting Pavilion. I don't know how far away we're going to be from you, so where are you going to be?
No, I'm right in the pavilion with you, so it's it's maybe 6 or 8 booths that are in one spot, basically.
Yep.
So I might be just across the aisle. So if it was like fourth grade, I'd be probably shooting spitballs at the Blueberry booth, but I won't be doing that. I'll be busy this time.
Okay, good. What are your booths about? Okay, you have the one for your engineering school, and then one for, what was the other one?
Yeah, Fractal Recording.
Fractal Recording.
So those are my companies. But basically, it's a double booth. Half of it is going to be the awesome microphone test drive booth that I run. So we're going to have actually 10 microphones, and we could talk about the microphones, but it's 10 really awesome microphones. Well, a few of them are really cheap, and then all the usual suspects, all the great podcasting mics that people use. And the cool thing is so people just who are attending the show can walk up and literally sit down and talk into these 10 mics, one by one. And we actually record them, and we'll email them later the recording. Because the truth is, when you're talking into a mic, even if you can hear it in your headphones a little bit, you still can't really get a great idea of what it actually sounds like.
You're going to get a better idea, but it's not going to be the exact same thing.
Right. It's better. You need to hear your own voice coming through speakers and to know what it sounds like. So that's why we record all the audio. So you just literally go down the line. You talk into 10 different mics for, 10 or 15 seconds each. And then we email people the file. And it's just great, because when else do you get to do that? Literally, try out 10 awesome mics, probably half of which you've never even seen before.
Right, and have no idea what they do or what they're supposed to do.
Yeah, so it's awesome. It's a great service we do. We love it. I got a few helpers who are going to be there with me. One is my good friend Mike Helms, and the other two are students of, or graduates, I should say, of the podcast engineering school, my school. So,
solid.
So that's awesome. So that's the microphone test drive part of it. And then NAB asked me to do like a, almost like a podcasting, I don't want to say help desk, but like kind of like just a place where people can ask general podcasting questions.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So I think it's called Ask the Expert or something. I forget what they named it, but it's kind of like, really, we could just talk about anything. And of course, we don't know everything. So if someone asks about, you know, listener statistics and hosting, we're going to say, you see those people, those blueberry people over there? Go talk to them. So anyway, that's going to be nice, being able to talk to people about all different aspects of podcasting. So that's the double booth. And I'm happy to have some really good help. And it's going to be a lot of fun. So come visit us in the podcast pavilion.
I think it's going to be great. That's a really great way for people to get a little more comfortable. And in case anyone has any recording questions, I'm just going to send them to you because I don't know the answers.
There you go.
I really don't. Is this your first time attending NAB?
Well, I did attend NAB, I think it was maybe about 4 years ago when the old, what was it called?
New Media.
Yes, something? New Media Expo teamed up with NAB, and I did go to that event, and that was pretty good. Slightly weird at times, or you know, just because you're mixing this small conference with a huge conference, but it wasn't that weird. I thought it was fine. I actually liked it. I thought it was cool. Yeah, it was fun. NAB's a big show.
It is. I started in March of 2015, actually March 9th, and then immediately went to NAB with them in April of that, like the next month. So I did a lot of learning at NAB actually, like very quickly was.
And that's probably back involved. When there was no podcast pavilion, right? You were just somewhere.
Yeah, it was, I think the New Media Expo.
Oh, so, that was 2015. Okay.
I guess. I mean, maybe I met you there. That maybe makes sense. I met you at a different one. I can't remember.
No, that's probably it.
I was very overwhelmed at that event with people and information. But I mean, it was good. It was throwing me to the wolves in that sense. And I learned a lot. But
yeah,
it also means I can't remember a lot from it.
Yeah, because your head was spinning on top of your shoulders like 890 degrees.
Yeah, basically. So if someone sees me again at NAB this year, I probably can have a better answer for you for whatever you ask. And when I say probably, I mean I should.
Absolutely.
Or just like get rid of me.
Yeah. So there's, and I think there's only like 6 or 8 podcasting companies in the podcast pavilion. I don't think it's big at all.
No,
it's, we might need to like light off some fireworks or something for people to find us.
So we've got you, and I know Libsyn's going to be there. I know Vox Nest, which is Spreaker and Blog Talk Radio, is going to be there. Who else? I'm looking at the map.
Yeah, there's a few other companies which I've actually never heard of.
Oh, Podbean is going to be there.
Well, right, Podbean.
TuneView, StreamStation, Code Codec, Zype, AirBroad, and Samson Technologies Corp. I don't know a handful of those.
Yeah, yeah. So it's a good excuse for you to come to the podcast pavilion area and just quiz all these people. Why are you here?
What do you do? See, that's the thing. That's a really enjoyable part of NAB and any conference of this size, is that you just get to learn about so many different things. Like you can walk down an entire aisle and not know one name.
Yeah.
And then you come back knowing so much more than you did before.
Yeah. And what I like too is like, because everyone who's attending shows like this, I mean, they're attending for a reason.
Oh, absolutely.
Now, some people just go to like learn industry knowledge and all, like if they're in the industry, like if they're old radio people, they just go to NAB every year because that's what you do. And you learn the new stuff.
Yeah.
But some people, and especially with podcasting, like if you are attending and you have specific questions about how podcasting can help you and your business or your company, or you're confused about how it works, like you can literally get answers to all your questions in this one little area. Like literally.
And
that's what's awesome about it.
And, you know, we're all going to, for the most part, at least half of these booths are going to be on the same page knowledge-wise. I have no idea what all these other ones are talking about, but of the ones that I'm familiar with, we all know each other.
Yeah.
It's a good knowledge base to have like that, especially when you're learning something new that everyone will be telling you the same thing. Because otherwise it's just very demoralizing and you're like, okay, is that actually true? Should I get involved right. in this? Because they're saying one thing and this is saying the other. So right. that's never a fun situation.
Oh, that's the worst. That happens to me with websites all the time. Like I'll had a website built a couple times in my life, mm-hmm. but inevitably the day that the website's done, someone else will look at it and be like, oh no, you got to change this. Oh yeah. Yeah. No, you got to change this part. You got to, you need a new website. And it's yep. like, I just got a new website.
Yep. There's never going to be a good answer to it, I feel like.
Yeah. So in podcasting, you're right. We're kind of all on the same page. I think when it comes to like marketing and listeners, that's when things get blurry because different people have different types of shows and mm-hmm. different types of marketing. And mm-hmm. some people are more shameless than others. But when it comes to the tech part of it, I mean, it's all pretty clear. I mean, this, yeah.
It's very clear to us of how it works. We just need right. to share that wisdom with the new people.
So what's the number one question you get, Mackenzie, when you're sitting at the Blueberry booth at shows and people walk up and go, so what do they ask you mostly?
Depends on the type of event that we are at, because sometimes they understand what we do and they just want the pitch of why they should go with us. And then sometimes they don't even know what a podcast is.
Got it.
So
a big well, when they ask why they should go with Blueberry, you just pull out a picture, studio picture of Todd Cochran, right? Just with him smiling.
Well, see, the thing is, I don't think he's smiling. So, no.
Oh, geez.
No. I would love to get a picture of I got a really good picture of him smiling at PodCon in December, oh, really? Though. Yes, I did. Okay. It was him and Rob Greenlee. It was a very good one. But nice. Whenever people ask us why they should go with us as opposed to other ones, we have a list of things we can tell them, but then sometimes we'll dig in and we'll be like, well, are you using WordPress or what are you starting fresh? Are you what? And then we kind of tailor it to them.
Right.
But a lot of the time we'll just tell them we're not involved other than your hosting and your stats and a website right. if you want it. Otherwise it's going to look like everything is from you. Like, so that's what we do. But a lot of the time, how do we pronounce our name? That's a big one.
Really?
Yep. Yep.
What do they say? Blueberry.
Yeah, they do something awkward like that, and then they say blubbery.
Blubbery.
Blubbery is a big one. Blubbery is a big one, and it kind of crushes my soul a little.
Yeah.
However, it happens, and then I just think of the movie Flubber.
Oh, jeez. Oh, that's funny.
It's this whole thing, so...
See, I've been around podcasting since early 2012, which mm-hmm. I know isn't the longest ever, but
it's still, but still
6 years. And I've never heard anyone, you know, refer to Blueberry as Blubbery.
Yep.
It so it's, that's rare.
Stand by our booth for like 15 minutes. It'll happen.
Oh, really?
Yep. Okay. That'll happen. Also, like I handle the sales phone number. Like whenever we get sales calls, I deal with it.
Right.
And people start out so confident. And they're like, yeah, so I have some questions and blah, blah, blah. And then they're like, wait, blubber, what is it? Happens a lot. It's okay.
Yeah, it's okay.
I'm happy to correct. They're asking, so it's okay. Okay, you've been podcasting for 6 years. So how did you get started or why did you get started?
Well, I've been an audio engineer since 1992.
Mm-hmm.
And I was even recording audio before that, so... in 92, I went to school to learn audio engineering. And then I in the beginning in 93, I went to New York City and I spent the next 4 years working in some of the biggest studios in New York City, working on records,
oh, wow.
getting album credits. And mm-hmm. it was awesome. A lot of people I worked with and a lot of great experience I got. Then I left the music business. I went back to New Jersey, Northern mm-hmm. New Jersey, which is where I grew up. And I just started producing bands on the side. And then I don't know. Life happened. I got different jobs. I went into some different industries. But then in I guess it was probably late 2011, I somehow found out about podcasting. Like mm-hmm. I literally had never heard of it before. And I somehow found out about it. And it was audio. And I was like, immediately, I was like, oh, man,
why did I not know about this?
Yeah. And plus, like, with my skills and my resume, like, this is easy stuff. This is like,
absolutely.
This is like the easiest thing I could ever ask for, which isn't I'm not saying that as a bad thing about podcasting. I'm just saying that I sort of on the audio production side am like overqualified times 100.
Right.
And so, but anyway, so then I found out what it was and I just got into it. And then I actually decided to start my company producing podcasts for people, for businesses. And then I did that for 3 years in New Jersey. I had an actual physical studio and I had local people coming in and recording and I'd sit there and I'd engineer it and it was great. And then about 2.5 years ago, we moved to Colorado Springs and I made the shift from producing podcasts in person to producing them virtually over the internet. So now that's what Fractal Recording does is I have clients that connect, you know, the hosts connect from somewhere, the guests connect from all over the world. And I sit here in my studio and I bring everybody in, I sound check everybody, I record everything and I produce the episodes. So that's my main business is the production for Fractal Recording. And then last year I started podcast engineering school because I was like, there's no school to teach people. Well, I mean, there's certain courses you can take that do teach you some production. Those courses are more for the person who wants to start their own podcast and they just want answers. Like, what mic do I need? Where do I plug it in? How do I record it? How do I upload it?
They want the whole thing, not specifically how to do the engineering part.
Right. Yeah. So the engineering part, so my students for the podcast engineering school, they're not just single podcasters who want to start a podcast. My students are people who want to start a production company.
Wow.
And they want to go out and get 15 or 20 clients and produce shows for 15 or 20 clients and make a living, actually, like actually earn a good living.
Right.
So because that's what I do. I earn a good living from producing podcasts. And part of the reason is because I'm an actual audio engineer. So it's great. I get to teach students all this deeper knowledge that they can use to produce much better sounding audio. But the biggest part is the confidence that they can talk to a business and say, look, I'm a podcast engineer. I can do this professionally for you.
Very
and then,
true.
Then instead of charging $20, you could charge $320 or something per episode.
I didn't really think about that aspect, but you're definitely right. I mean, you've been doing this for how long? Of course you're right with it, but we see it on the other side of people that don't know what they're doing and they want to know, like they want to be confident about it. And we want them to go like leave our customer support feeling that way or not even have to use our customer support. And I see it with a lot of businesses that call in and want to start a show and they're like, we have no idea what we're doing. And I'm like, here, I will send you this info. We talked about this now. Call me again when you have more questions. When your boss doesn't understand the answer, I'll figure out a different way to make this something that you can actually do for your company. Something that you can man and handle and get a new skill.
Yeah.
I love helping realize that they can do this and make it part of their job. I think that's so cool.
Yeah, it's really cool. And so there are some people out there who like they have a course and they'll teach you, okay, buy this microphone, buy this piece of equipment, plug this into that, plug that into that, download this software. Like there's certain courses that will tell you to do certain things and that's fine. But the problem is every person's different. Every business is different. So some people need one microphone. Some people need five microphones.
Yeah.
Some people are all five people in one room. Some people are five people throughout the country. So unfortunately, there's really not just one solution that fits everybody's needs. And so that's when it becomes confusing is when people say, well, I need to record two people in Alaska. I need to record three people in my room and I want to take a phone call and I want to play music.
Yes.
And most people can't answer. Yeah. So anyway, that's where, like, for instance, you know, I've being an actual audio engineer, I can figure out a solution for anybody. Tell me what you want. I'll figure it out the best way to do it. And it's not easy, but
that's what you're there for.
But that's what I'm there for. So, you know, and most people, yeah, maybe they just buy a microphone, plug it in and record some stuff. Okay. That's good too.
Whatever is going to work with you and you're going to be happy with it. You feel like it's going to be quality content in actual quality sound. That is the important part.
Yeah, the cool thing about what I do with Fractal Recording is that I'm actually present during the recording sessions. Mm-hmm. So most people who produce podcasts, they'll get a client and they'll say, okay, Mr. Client, go ahead. You go off by yourself and use Skype or use whatever you want and record your conversation and then send me the audio afterwards and I'll edit it.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what most people do.
That's the typical scenario.
Right. I don't do that. Yeah. I actually am there during the recording session. I will run the session live. I will sound check all the people, including my host, including the guests, and I'll be there running the session and I'll be like, okay, can you turn up this? Can you turn down that? And then, okay, now we're ready to go. And literally I'm the guy who records everything. And then after it's recorded properly, mm-hmm. by the way, then I do all the post-production. So it's really like, it's more of a high-end service, obviously, because I charge, you know, I charge quite a bit, but yeah. It's for people who literally, they just want to connect over the internet and do their show and that's it.
And there are tons of people out there that want to do that.
Yeah.
I mean, you're making a living off of it. So yeah.
Yeah.
It's obviously an option for enough people out there.
Yeah. I mean, companies who have money, obviously. If it's someone who's just starting who has no money, then you got to do it yourself, which is fine.
Yeah. Yeah. And there are a lot of people that do start out doing it themselves. And then as they get a budget and, you know, want to take it up to a higher level, then they come to you.
Yeah. So you want to know what microphones we're going to have at NAB?
Yes. Yes, I do.
So we're going to have 10 microphones. I actually have 9 of them in my possession. The only one I don't have is one from Audio Technica, which they're going to bring to the show for me. Okay. So the cheap, I'll go from cheapest to most expensive.
Sounds good.
The first one is the Behringer XM1800S. Mm-hmm. Now, here's the cool thing about this Behringer microphone. It's sold in a 3-pack. And guess how much the 3-pack of microphones costs?
Oh, I don't even want to know.
$39.
Seriously?
Yeah, it's like a it's a really inexpensive mic. And it's actually not that bad. It's totally fine. I know Glenn the Geek from the Horse Radio Network, he buys these microphones because he has like 14 shows and like 36 hosts.
Right.
And he needs a lot of microphones and he's not going to spend a lot. And plus, if people drop them and break them, I mean, if a microphone costs $13, man, you can.
That's lunch. Know. Yeah. That's
lunch. All right. The next one is the infamous mm-hmm. Audio Technica ATR2100.
Yes. Familiar That's with that classic. One for sure.
Yep, everyone knows about that one. It's USB and XLR. Very handy. Costs mm-hmm. about $65. That's the one I recommend to a lot of my clients, actually, just because it's versatile, it sounds good, and as long as you know, have good microphone technique. Well, that goes for any microphone. You have to know how to speak into a microphone.
It's very true.
So that's called microphone technique. Next one, Sennheiser E835. This is just a handheld mic. It's about $100 from mm-hmm. Sennheiser. Yeah, it's a good one. Then come the Heil microphones. Yes, Heil microphones has given me 2 mics. One is the infamous PR40, which most people have heard of, mm-hmm. about $327. It's a good mic. And then they also gave me the PR30, which is like the little brother version of the PR40. Mm-hmm. It costs a little less, and it sounds similar, but I'm sure it sounds a little bit different. I didn't really test them in any hardcore way. But yeah, those 2 Heil microphones will be there. Then comes the Audio Technica BP40. This is the one that Audio Technica is going to be bringing me. The BP40 is a broadcasting microphone. So I'm sure there's radio stations and radio, you know, hosts throughout mm-hmm. the country who use the BP40. Mm-hmm. And the BP40 is also comparable to the next mic, which is the Shure SM7B, which this is a very famous microphone in podcasting, the Shure SM7B. Joe Rogan uses it. If you ever go to YouTube and watch the Joe Rogan show, he's talking into a Shure SM7B. It's about $400. Yeah. What?
So am I.
You are too.
I believe so. I mean, it's a Shure SM something. I don't know. I can't remember. Wait. Yeah. SM7B. Yeah. I'm looking at
it. There you go. Boom. Got it. All right, then comes a mic I've wanted to try forever and people have been saying great things about is the Rode Broadcaster. Rode is a company that makes all kinds of awesome mics. The Broadcaster is their higher end vocal microphone. Mm-hmm. So it costs about $420. It's actually a condenser mic, which is much more sensitive and much more clear than dynamic mics. All the other mics I'm telling you about are dynamic. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of like the way the microphone is made. Like the active elements inside the microphone, it's considered dynamic.
Yeah.
But the Rode Broadcaster is a condenser, so it's a lot more crystal clear sounding and all that. So I'm happy to try that. And then, of course, the last two are the Electrovoice RE20 and RE320. These are, well, the RE20 is the classic radio disc jockey microphone. It's $450, the RE20, but it's got a really full sound. It's awesome. It's awesome. Mm-hmm. And then the RE320 is sort of like the little brother. And that's the Dave Jackson uses an RE320. If you go to Dave Jackson School of Podcasting and look at any of his videos, you'll see on the, you know, on the screen, he's talking into an RE320. Usually, sometimes he's using an ATR, but yeah, the RE320 is an awesome mic, but it's only $300. So it's a little less than the RE20, but those are the 10 mics. It's a nice cross section of, you know, really good sounding mics and a couple cheaper ones just for comparison's sake.
Yeah.
It's going to be awesome. 10 mics. I mean, and again, when has anyone ever had the chance to test all of these 10 side by side? And the answer is never.
I want to do it.
Yeah, you're going to do it.
I'm going to do it. And then you're going to send it to me. And I'm probably, I mean, it's not like I'm going to go out and buy a new one most likely, but I still want to do it. I want to see how it sounds in different ones.
Yeah. And that's the cool thing too. Like you have an SM7B, so that's a good mic. I mean, there's just really no reason for you to change mics,
no.
Right? That's a good mic. But you may, if you try all 10, you might say, yeah, it is the best one for me. I like it. Or you might say, well, the SM7B is awesome, but okay, the RE20 might be a little better, but obviously you're not going to go spend $450.
No.
Just for the heck of it. There you go. And we're going to have some handouts too at the booth. So there's a microphone test drive card, which has all these mics listed on it with the model numbers, the price, the microphone type, whether it's dynamic or condenser, mm-hmm. The pickup pattern, whether it's cardioid or supercardioid or hypercardioid, and the frequency range, you know, 80 hertz to 15 kilohertz mm-hmm. or 50 hertz. And then the connection type, whether it's XLR or USB. So there's this one card has so much information on it, and you could just come by the booth and take a card and you'll have all kinds of information on these mics.
I'm very much looking forward to seeing it and to trying this out. Who else do we know that is going? We know of Libsyn, Voxnest, and Podbean. So definitely some familiar faces there. So
right. So is Rob Greenlee going to be there from Voxnest and / everything else?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So there you go. And Rob Greenlee and Todd Cochran, they do the Saturday morning show, right?
Yep. Yep, Saturday morning. I think it's the new media show.
Yeah, the new media show. I know they stream it live everywhere, like YouTube but Facebook. Facebook is where I always see it. It's like this. I get this little alert that hey, they're live now, and I usually click on it and I watch them because it's nice, you know. Those just hearing Todd and Rob talk about what's going on in podcasting is so enlightening. I mean, these are guys who have been in it since before it was called podcasting, And they're staying up on all the current events. So that's really, I really like that.
It's a lot to stay up to date with everything going on in podcasting. Yeah. It's part of the reason why I like to do the podcasting news clips on this podcast, because I'm like, you know, people don't know. People just, they have no idea sometimes.
Yeah, well, life is tough. I mean, everyone's life is so crazy, you know, it really is. It's like, and most of that's due to laziness, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like,
I know,
you know, like if for instance, my studio, I sometimes my studio gets messy, meaning I'll just bring out some equipment. I'll put it on the floor and then it'll sit there for a week. And then some more equipment will show up. And like pretty soon the whole floor is filled with just stuff. And it's like, I should just put it away. Like, I don't need it out. And so I think that's how a lot of people's lives are, is like they just let it get messy and then they're lazy and then they don't, you know, and then the day comes when they're like, you know what, I'm sick and tired of this. And then they clean up the whole thing.
That is what I plan to do this weekend, honestly. I don't think I've been home for a weekend in over a month and a half.
Oh, man.
So I need to get my life together.
Yeah. So that was actually the point of what I was saying. I'm not you know, just sharing about how my floor got messy and I cleaned it up. But that's how it is in our lives. Like mm-hmm. people say, oh, I don't have time to podcast or I don't have time to do that. Well, you really do. Yeah. You just got to become a little more focused and knock out the work that you need to knock out. Finish it. Get it done. Mm-hmm. And then you'd be surprised how much free time you have.
I know.
And look, if you have kids and family, it's different as well. I'm not, you know, I just want everyone to understand I'm not a complete idiot.
Yes.
So I understand people have families and kids and all that. So
to everyone out there that podcasts with a family or a wife or whatever, good on you because
yeah.
I don't have that issue.
Yeah.
And well, we have different issues. Yes, I have different issues. I have different issues in the fact that I haven't been home in like 2018.
Yeah, that's not, something's not right there.
It's been a lot of fun.
Maybe you should buy an RV and just drive around the United States.
No, I would despise that.
Okay.
I am not meant for that type of travel. I could do a road trip, but like there, no.
Okay.
No.
So there you go. So we're going to be at the Podcast Pavilion. And I'm as I mentioned earlier, I'm going to also have the Ask the Expert Q&A table. Mm-hmm. I don't even know what it is, but it's this little. Anyway, just come up and ask any question you want and we'll help you. It's going to be me and three other professionals having some fun and we'll hook you up.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time overall. So NAB, the National Association of Broadcasters event, is in Las Vegas at the Las Vegas Convention Center from Monday, April 9th to the 12th. So Monday through Thursday.
And then and actually on the Saturday before that, Saturday, April 7th, I think the 7th and the 8th, they're doing some events, but the whole exhibit floor is not open and stuff.
No.
So
no, we're setting up on Sunday. So
right.
I assume you are as well.
Yeah, so am I. Well, hopefully, I mean, they'll be setting up the booth and then I'll just bring all the stuff. And I just found out too that originally I asked them, like, can you give me like a little cabinet or something that you could lock or a closet?
Yeah.
Because, you know, the 10 mics, the mixer, the recorder, like I'm going to have some equipment there.
Yeah.
And definitely. Apparently it slipped through the cracks. So, so every morning, every evening, we might have to just pack up the 10 mics and bring it up to the hotel room and the mixer and everything. And then the next morning come down and set it up, which is, it's not the end of the world, but not ideal, but
no, but enjoy. Okay.
There you go. Yeah. So if you want to learn how to set up microphones, it's not hard. You just plug them in and put them on the stand.
Yeah, that's true. So I think that's all we have for NAB in this episode.
That's all we have. Other than that, I am useless.
Okay. I don't know about that, but I will maybe I'll find out when I see you again.
Okay.
Okay, thank you so much for being on. Everyone, thank you for listening. Please subscribe, and we'll be back in 2 weeks.
Thanks, Mackenzie. Great job.
This is Sean Thorpe from the Blueberry support team with this week's PowerPress tip. Last year, Blueberry introduced its new Podcast Mirror service. Podcast Mirror can be used with any podcast RSS feed, and that includes feeds generated by PowerPress. It's easy to think of Podcast Mirror as a feed burner replacement, but that's not really the intent. If your podcast RSS feed currently suffers from any of these conditions, slow loading times, compatibility issues with security plugins, blockages from poorly configured hosting services, or hosting companies that won't provide feed redirects, you may want to consider using Podcast Mirror. In order to use this service with PowerPress, the first thing you'll want to do is go to podcastmirror.com and log in with the same credentials you'd use at blueberry.com. Click the green plus sign on the right-hand side and then copy and paste your existing podcast RSS feed URL into the feed URL field and click the next button. A couple new fields will pop up, one for feed title, which should automatically populate itself based on the information in your original feed, and another field called Address on Podcast Mirror. Podcast Mirror will create a URL for you based on your feed title. If you'd like a different URL, you can change it here. Once Podcast Mirror URLs are in place, they can't be changed. There's also a checkbox marked PowerPress Feed. Make sure you check that box if you are indeed using a PowerPress-generated feed. To finish the setup, you'll also need to alter some settings on your WordPress site or Blueberry PowerPress site, log in there and click on the PowerPress link in the left-hand sidebar. Scroll down to the very bottom of the page and expand the Advanced Options menu if it's not already open. Check the box next to Custom Podcast Channels and click the Save Changes button at the bottom of the page. Now click the Podcast Channels link inside the PowerPress menu within the left-hand sidebar. Click the Edit link underneath the podcast default channel header and copy your podcast mirror feed URL into the FeedBurner feed URL field and click the Save Changes button at the bottom of the page. Yes, I know that it is confusing that the field is marked as a FeedBurner feed URL, but it's okay. You can still enter your podcast mirror feed URL into that field and it won't cause any problems. Once that's completed, a redirect will automatically be added to your site that sends traffic from your original feed URL to your new podcast mirror feed URL. That means any existing subscribers who are subscribed to your source feed will automatically get updated to use the podcast mirror feed instead. This should automatically update most syndication points, including Apple Podcasts, so they will now use your new podcast mirror feed. And that's it for this week's PowerPress tip. If you have any questions about this or anything else in the Blueberry universe, email me, sean@blueberry.com. Before I go, I'd like to note that this week's installment marks the one-year anniversary of the PowerPress tip segment. I'm sending a huge thank you to Mackenzie Bennett for giving me the opportunity to share these tips with you on her wonderful podcast. It's been a great learning experience for me, and I hope it's been the same for you. Until next time, thanks for listening.